We've been hearing how immigrant kids have to navigate two worlds, the America they live in and the culture of their families. But what about the parents? How do they deal with kids that are growing up in a new country with different values? Mills College reporter Jessica Toyota brings us this story with Mauricio and Erica Monaco, who say they've gained and lost by moving from Brazil and raising their daughter in the U.S.
I am Mauricio Monaco, and I have been in the U.S. for 14 years.
I'm Erica Monaco. I moved to the United States in 2001 with my husband and daughter, Gabriela.
I guess when we did that, we were too young to even think about it, you know, but it was a big of a change because when we moved, we had a lot of support from family in Brazil, and here we're by ourselves. But I didn't see a lot of it because I was in college full time and working whatever time I could.
So once we came here and stayed here, we really became a couple, you know, husband and wife depending on each other and also being a parent. Because I can tell that up to 4 years old, my daughter was raised by my mom. So we moved here in August. She started school in September. By August, she came home with a pumpkin, a whole big pumpkin from school. This pumpkin that I showed you. And she said, "Hey, Mom, look, we have to carve." And I said, "What? Do what? Take this away from the house. I don't want this. We don't eat this. Mom, this is for school, it's a project, we have to carve." So I had to go and call the school, talk to the teacher, "Hey, listen," actually I didn't talk to the teacher because I didn't speak in English, so my husband called, and then she had to explain to us that was because it was Halloween, we had to carve a pumpkin and blah, 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 you know, and it was so funny. Because we only go to Brazil once a year for 3 weeks, she doesn't have the attachment to her family. Bothers me that she doesn't, you know, she doesn't ask me to call the grandparents. I think culturally speaking, she's American. You know, her family is just mom, dad, and brother. And everybody else is just, you know, people that is blood related, you know, and that she loves them, but she doesn't mind being away. Which we do, you know, me and my husband. It's the most difficult part of being here. It's being away from the family, and she doesn't mind. 2 weeks ago, she came to us and said, "I'm so ready to go to college." And it hurt our feelings because she meant that she's ready to go away and be away, you know, and just live her life. And I remember that when I told my mom that we decided to come to United States for 4 months, I was the one crying because I was going to be away from my family, you know, from my parents. And for her, it's like something amazing, you know, going away. We're not prepared for that because our cultures say you stay with your parents till you have a reason to leave, like you're going to start a family or, you know, something like I need to go to work somewhere else. Sometimes you get married and you stay with your parents, you know. But here we raise kids saying, okay, when you're a teen, you're going to go to college, you're going to go away. But we didn't prepare ourselves, you know, as parents. We knew that she was going away, but we didn't prepare ourselves for the moment. She's ready. We're not.
My name's Gabriela Monaco, and I'm 18 years old. For me, I think I'm ready to go just because I was raised here and all my friends have been, like, preparing themselves for it. So I've kind of been preparing myself for it, too. I mean, yeah, I still need to learn how to do my own laundry and stuff like that.